It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. European stocks rose and bond yields dropped today as the leaders of France and Germany met to press for a new European Union treaty designed to keep member nations on the straight and narrow path to financial solvency and fiscal responsibility. The markets appeared relieved to hear from Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy that they plan to move to restore confidence in the euro. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has been watching the two leaders from Paris. She joins us now. Eleanor, what did Chancellor Merkel and President Sarkozy actually agree upon in their meeting?
Well, Linda, they agreed on several very key things. One was that what happened in Greece will never happen again. Secondly, a blueprint for a new European treaty that they say will be approved and in place by March. They're going to present this treaty to the 27 European Union leaders who are meeting in Brussels this Thursday and Friday, and that's when people can either decide they want to be in or out. Now, in this new constitution, this new treaty, there will be automatic sanctions for those who flout the rules of having a balanced budget. Having a balanced budget is mandatory now. You have to put a balanced budget amendment in your constitution. One thing they changed, which is big and going to make things go fast and smoothly, is that euro treaties no longer have to be approved unanimously. They just have to be approved by an 85% majority. So that's going to allow the process to go quickly and not be hung up on one country who doesn't agree to something that everybody else agrees to. Another thing they decided on is that private bondholders won't bear losses like they did in Greece, you know, how they took a haircut. That's a one-off thing because they want to show now that Europe is a safe place to invest.
What about euro bonds? Many economists have said that the only way to solve the debt crisis is for the European Central Bank to issue bonds, to jointly assume the debt. Now, President Sarkozy was the one who came out and said no to euro bonds.
Well, analysts are saying that Merkel got him on board with her point of view. Obviously, Germany, with the strongest economy, did not want to be responsible for those bonds. It would have sent their lending costs up. So both leaders said that, you know, euro bonds were absolutely not the solution right now.
What about the European Central Bank acting as the Federal Reserve does, that the European Central Bank buy up sovereign debt, like of countries like Greece and Italy?
Right, exactly. They were a little bit more cryptic on that. You know, under the current treaties, the ECB cannot be the lender of last resort. So they are changing everything, which would make it possible for them to intervene massively and buy countries' debt. But today they didn't say yes or no. They just said the ECB will remain independent. We will not make comments on it, either positively or negatively. So that lets you imagine that they could come in more aggressively or maybe not, but it just wasn't said.
So what about calming the markets? Is this enough?
Well, Linda, the markets are reacting positively. I mean, you know, stocks are up, bond yields are down. But, you know, and because it's showing the markets what they wanted to see is that the European leaders are truly determined to put a fiscal union, to put true laws, ironclad rules in place to decrease deficits. But we got to say, it's a puzzle. It's not just one thing. I mean, the Merkozy, as they call them, Merkel and Sarkozy meeting was one thing, but there are other things. Italy, Italian cabinet today presented a severe austerity plan, so severe that one of the ministers cried. So that's another puzzle in the piece, and it's making a big solution. Now, I've got to say one thing, that you're looking at all these complicated financial things, esoteric, but the one thing that it comes down to is war and peace, and that really strikes you is that here in Europe, there are still memories of the two wars that just destroyed this continent. And today, Merkel and Sarkozy said, we are allied, we are friends forever. We rebuilt Europe, and we cannot fail. So, you know, when it comes down to it, it's about war and peace on the continent of Europe.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reporting from Paris. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda.